Good evening, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The monthly Boonville Amateur Radio Club meeting will be on this Tuesday, March 18th, at 7 o'clock at the Dodge Pratt Northern Martin Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street. Anybody's welcome to attend. If you'd like to pick up a net on a regularly scheduled night, please contact somebody in the club. We can set that up for you. If the net does not start at 9 o'clock and you're still here a couple minutes after and nobody picks it up, feel free to pick it up yourself. The preamble can be found on our website on BoonvilleARC.com. That's Boonville Alpha Romeo Charlie.com, and you can find it there. All right, are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
WV2RUQ.
KA2ZNZ.
N5AOW. Okay, I got WV2RUQ, KA2ZNZ, N5AOW. Are there any other check-ins? Okay, hearing now, we'll start at the top here with my father on Echo Link there. John, WB2RUQ, down there in the Hudson Valley. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, KD2AIT, WB2RUQ, here in the valley, discovered by the late Henry Hudson. Nothing much. It's 31 degrees. Nice day out. It was like about 40. Yesterday we hit 55, sunny all day. So weather's been decent, and supposed to warm up by the end of the week, hopefully. Other than that, things are quiet, Jeff. So back to you, WV2RUQ.
Roger that. Are you going to make it up here for the party?
It's all a function of weather. WV2RUQ.
Roger that. Okay, before I continue on, I see there's somebody else there on Echo Link. I think they might be having trouble getting in, but it's a blast from the past. I'll give them a shot there. You want to check in now? Well, we'll try them again a little bit there. Jack, you might recognize the call. N2DKB, Pat. Anyway, what's going on with you, Jack? K2ZNZ.
Oh, yeah, and it's been a while since I talked to him. Yeah, Pat, very good. That's, I'll kind of hang around here. Yeah, I checked in on the Omni, but then all of a sudden my beam started to turn, so now I'm back on the beam again. And it was not a bad day today. I mean, a little on the chilly side, of course. Didn't get up very much, but nice sunny day. Right now we're about 12 degrees. 12 degrees is supposed to go down in the single digits, I know that. So we'll have to kind of see what happens. 7 degrees all around. KA2000.
All right, Jack. Well, maybe you're just teetering on freezing over there. And, maybe you get, or it wasn't cold enough to really freeze it solid. All right. Thanks, Jack. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. N5AOW. Bill, good evening. What's up?
N5AOW. Hi, Jeff. How you doing? I had kind of an interesting day today. Got some riding in. Even cold as it was still enjoyable. Put about 62, 63 miles on, so that made a nice trip. And head over the weekend, something turned up I was really surprised at. We had ordered something going way back in January. Well, this was sent to me parts of it, or a piece of it. It was a book. This goes back to the 28th of January. No, I take, yeah, 28th of January. We finally got it on Saturday. They traced it, I traced it, it went all around. It was going anywhere from Little Falls to God knows where, almost back to the source and back again. But anyway, it finally got here, and something I needed, but in the meantime, we made other arrangements, so just something the post office, I don't know, had a lapse of taking care of it, or at least following it up. Just one of those things, I guess. So, that's pretty much it here for me. Don't have a whole lot going on this evening. So back to you, Jeff, KD2AIT and 5AOW.
Okay, Bill, well, I must have taken the long route, you know, by Afghanistan and everywhere else in between before I got to you. Must have been one expensive delivery, but probably went all the way around the world and back. All right, well, I'm glad you had some good riding in there, and hopefully you'll have a good week, although I think we're going to get some melting here pretty soon, so. All right, thanks, Bill. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for check-ins. All right, Pat's having a hard time there. I see him checking in and out of there, the Echolink. I don't know if he's, he must be having issues. My father got in there okay, but, well, let me see here. He's still on there. Let's see. Pat, you copy? No, he must be having troubles in there. All right, well, for myself, it was a work Sunday, so that's what I did. And, but I don't think I'm going to work tonight. I'm just going to work I can't say it's a half day. I'm just going to work just an 8-hour day today instead of 12. So, and call it an early night. I'm tired. It's been a long week, and, trying to get some hours in this week, so we're having a party here next weekend for St. Patrick's Day. We always do it the Saturday after, unless St. Patrick's Day falls on a Saturday. So, I wanted to take a couple days off before that and get the place ready. I don't know where everybody's going to park. We have so much snow, I don't know where else to put it, but we're just going to have to do the best we can. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Center. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins?
KC2NVU.
KC2NVU, Ray, good evening. What's up?
Oh, just closing up for the night. Got the wife's car in the car wash and cleaned the ice out of the wheels. There was a surge today and the steering wheel was shaking like an old pickup truck. And last time I did that, it was slush in the wheels that melted and refroze, so I'll try that first.
Roger that. Yeah, I've had that happen too. Say, on Amazon there, I don't know if I sent you a link to this or not, but on Amazon there, I found some 200-watt solar panels, polycrystalline kind. Altogether, I think it was, well, there were two 100-watt panels, what there were, with free shipping if you're a Prime member for $289.
Yeah, did you order them?
Well, I'm going to order them next month, I think. I have a few, I'm waiting for a few more points to come in on one of my cards that automatically roll over onto my Amazon account, so the more I can take off the price, the better.
Okay, well, I found a supplier of 100-watt panels, and I believe it was less than $1 a watt. They're sitting right here. Let me see if I can come up with the name. They're sold by Windy Nation. Google that. I'm pretty sure they were under a dollar a watt, which would have been $200 for 200 watts.
Do you know if they were polycrystalline or monocrystalline, or are they amorphous? Do you know?
These are mono. I have polys, I have the monos, and as long as you have full coverage of sunlight, the monos put out more power in less space. The benefit of the polys is you can have part of the solar panel can be shaded, and you still get full charging voltage. You won't get full amperage, but you get full voltage.
Roger. Well, that's probably more what I'm going to need, but I'll look it up anyway and see. You know, these will be for up at camp, so there's going to be, there will be shade issues. But, all right, I'll definitely check that out. Windy Nation, got it written down here. All right, Ray, thanks, thanks for your information. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-in?
Yeah, Windy Nation is one word.
Roger that. Any other comments, queries, late check-ins? I see Pat's back. Let's see if he can get in here. I don't think he's going to make it in tonight. I don't know why it's an issue. My father got in okay. But Pat got in okay earlier today. I was talking with him. So I'm not sure what the problem is there. All right, this will be the final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency to radio amateur use. I'd like to thank John, Jack, Bill, Ray, or excuse me, and Ray, for checking in tonight. And say 73 for those listening in. It's KD2AIT, clear.
KB2KLJ, for Octon, the United County Traffic Emergency Net. Octon currently being held on the 14517. Are there any stations with or without traffic for Octon? Stations for Octon, come now, please.
10-5-ALW, no. How you doing, Mark? No traffic.
This is N2WBX, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, I have N5AOW, Bob, and we're doing just fine. And hope you're doing the same. And N2WBX, Beth, thank you both for checking in, do appreciate it. Anyone else for Octon? Says KB2KOJ for Octon. Final call for Octon, four stations with or without traffic. Any last minute check-in before we go down and check the NLA85. Final call.
KC2NVU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NVU, alright, thank you for checking in. Anyone else? Okay, nothing else heard. I want to thank everyone for checking in this evening. Do appreciate it. And we'll say 7-3-2-1. And hope to hear everyone tomorrow night. KB2KOJ, correct.